Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Florida church congregants file a federal lawsuit against a state court judge for banning worship services. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, we recently celebrated the Resurrection Sunday, and what a wonderful day that was all across the nation and in Florida as well. But unfortunately, in this particular church, in Coastal Family Church in Flagler Beach, they were unable to meet Matt in their church for Easter services.
Yeah, so this is a little complicated. Let me explain what happened. So the Coastal Family Church purchased a piece of property in a storefront, and they own it. And then there's an association over all the property owners. And in the deed, it says that you cannot have a, quote, public assembly, close quote. Well, some of the other store owners that are also all part of this association, they have what I would consider public assemblies. One of them has bingo games. Those are people coming from the outside. They're not just people that go there and do administrative work and then they leave. These are people that don't work there. They're coming there to this other place in the same shopping mall or storefront, I should say, and they're having bingo. To me, that's a public assembly. Mm-hmm. In the association documents, there is no definition of what a public assembly is. And if you go to the Flagler County Ordinance, there's no definition of what a public assembly is. If you go to the surrounding cities or counties, there's no definition in those ordinances as to what a public assembly is. So what is a public assembly?
So they don't say whether it's two or more or 15 or 50
or what kind of public assembly? We just don't know. There's no indication. So, you know, they buy this property and they get zoning permission. So they did all that. And then after they start to have meetings on Sunday, then the association says, oh, that's a public assembly. That's not permissible, so file suit against the church to stop the, quote, public assembly, while allowing the bingo games and the other kinds of things to take place where people come from outside of the public. In fact, there's a store that invites people from the public to come there as well. Mm-hmm. Now, they come there to buy things. Is that a public assembly? We don't know. But now they're interpreting this is a public assembly. And the reason why they're saying this is a public assembly is said, well, you know what? If we allowed a church here, it's going to bring down the value of the properties. We don't want your kind. Basically, it's the NIMBY, not in my backyard syndrome. We've overcome that many, many times where somebody says, we don't want a church in the area. It's going to cause property devaluation, et cetera, which it doesn't do. But that's what they typically say for those that don't want churches. NIMBY, not in my backyard. So that's what this is. They actually say, we don't want your kind here. We don't want your kind here. It's okay to have the other kind of people here that come and play bingo, but we don't want your kind here to open up their Bibles.
But when they bought the building, they knew it was a church.
The association knew that they were going to have it as a church. They actually had to go to the zoning, mm-hmm. and they presented what they were going to do, and the association didn't object. So the state court judge issued an injunction that during the pendency of this litigation, the Coastal Family Church could not engage in a public assembly and could not allow anyone else to come for a public assembly.
But it's also important to note they weren't loud and disruptive. They weren't taking up too many parking spaces. They were just meeting inside the building. They were not causing any harm to anyone.
Yeah, so the court order from the state court judge, the Honorable Sandra Upchurch, the state court judge, said you can't have a public assembly, but you can meet for, quote, administrative purposes, close quote. So you can meet for administrative purposes, but you can't have a public assembly. So that means other people who are invitees, i.e. the congregants or people who want to come there, who are not the owners, but they are invitees, just like the invitees to the bingo game or the invitees to the other store. I think it's a dollar store. Those invitees have a right to be there because they are invited by the owner to be there.
But they're a public assembly.
But they are
store.
Invited to come there, and they can have an administrative meeting.
In a dollar store?
No, for the church.
Oh, the church.
So the invitees, the church congregants, can come there, and they have a right to be there because they're invitees, and they can meet for administrative purposes.
And that'll be okay. A public assembly, right?
Well, that's the question. When does an administrative purpose become a public assembly?
Uh-huh.
Does it become a public assembly when you have more than 5 people, 10 people, 20 people, 2 people?
If it's not defined, they can't
we don't know.
Cause a stink
and,
about
and
it.
And then when does an administrative purpose cross over to a public assembly? Is it when you finish your administrative purpose and or you're in the midst of your administrative purpose? Like, for example, here at Liberty Council, we meet every morning, we meet every day for prayer before we begin mm-hmm. our work. So what if 5 people come to this place and they are there to do administrative purposes?
What if
but
they
before
pray
they
during
do,
that meeting? Yeah.
Yeah, before they do, they have some, they gather for prayer. Maybe somebody sings a song. Maybe they open the Bible, have a scripture verse, and then they go and meet for their administrative purposes.
So you're having church.
Did that become a public assembly?
Yeah.
Or supposing they meet for a public assembly and they say, you know what, we're considering doing something with our particular church or whatever, and they decide they're going to move forward with a particular program. Then they say, you know what, why don't we have a prayer about that just so that we can get God's guidance on this? And they say, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's have some prayer. And those 5 or 10 people or even 2 people, they decide to gather and they meet and they hold hands or they just gather in a circle and they pray. And they say, let's read, I want to read a scripture verse to you. And somebody says, I'd like to sing a song. So they do that and then they go home. Is that a public assembly? We don't know. Because the judge didn't define it, and it's not defined in the documents. So what we have done is now file a federal lawsuit on behalf of the congregants, the invitees, who can go there for administrative purposes, but not a public assembly, whatever that is. And we've filed suit against her because, against her in her official capacity, because the order violates their First Amendment free speech rights, because if somebody, the third party, in this case the association, that's monitoring everything, by the way, if that association thinks and looks out and they look through the window and say, oh, wow, those people are meeting for a, quote, public assembly. Let's call the police and hold everybody in contempt of court for violating this order. Well, that means the people who are invitees could be facing the wrath of the court. The person who's the owner, the pastor, could be facing contempt and go to jail.
Which, by the way, they have called the police to monitor to make sure no one shows up to worship there.
Exactly.
It's like Nazi.
And so the Sunday, because this original order from the court came out on a Friday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
and so they tried to communicate with all their people, but not everyone had email, or maybe they didn't check it. So they went there on Sunday just to tell people who were coming, we can't have worship today. And so, you know, just by the pastor and a couple of elders coming, the association person who filed suit called the police.
Mm.
Hey, these people are violating the court order. They're having a public assembly. No, they weren't. They were just there to tell people, you know what, we can't have service. There's a court order out there. The police were not super happy that they were called by this association for this kind of reason, but they were there, and our people with the church had to communicate with the police about why they were there. So I think this really has a First Amendment constitutional issue. I believe this order violates the First Amendment because
mm-hmm.
the association document and the court's order, by the way, just repeats the association term, public assembly, but we don't know when we have actually cross the line and become a public assembly.
Yeah, but this strikes at the very heart of the First Amendment's guarantee of religious liberty. So they cannot do this.
And they weren't able to have Easter service, by the way.
Yeah.
So pray for this case. It's in Flagler County, which is just north of Daytona, for those that are trying to figure out where that is in Florida. It's just north of Daytona, the Flagler County area in Florida. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.